This is the 20th Century International Radio Newsreel in cooperation with the Special Events Department of radio station KNTI. This is your radio reporter, Michael Blair, speaking. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our microphone today down at the Panama Pacific lines, where that beautiful, gigantic liner, the SS Washington, has just come into port. Now, the passengers are coming out. There were approximately 750 passengers in all, and among them the Baron and the Baroness Henry de Bobigny and their two children, Helene and Louis, who arrived from Paris on the Washington last Thursday and have sailed all the way out here to California. And in addition to that, we have a great many celebrities down here at the docks today. We have Mr. McAuliffe, president of one of the large companies, and we have Captain Giles C. Stedman, commander of the Washington, and we hope to have the captain on a little later. As the prominent passengers come out, I'm going to interview them, and I'm going to ask you in the meantime to stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now brought our microphone down to the foot of the main gangplank on the liner, the USS Washington. And at present, we have the ship's charming hostess who just woke up. May I ask your name?
Mrs. Cornell.
Mrs. Cornell. Well, Mrs. Cornell, how do you think the passengers like the trip?
Oh, very, very much.
They liked it very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the passengers come down, Miss Cornell is going to stand by, and we're going to get a few of them on the air. And by the way, Captain Harry Manning, the navigator, for the first projected round-the-world flight of Amelia Earhart. And the captain had rather a serious accident last year, but he's almost completely well. How did the captain take the voyage, Miss Cornell?
Quite well.
Well, we expect to have him down. Everybody is coming by here, and they're saying goodbye to Miss Cornell, and a lovely trip, and how are you? We're so glad we came along. You can probably pick them up. And crowd just walking down, very jovial. And so far, we haven't seen a person that looks seasick. As yet, that's such a tremendous boat that we can't imagine that it would roll very much. The liner is so gigantic that when you go on it, it's almost like standing on a solid floor in an apartment at home. There come some of the passengers. I'm going to get one of them on the air. Pardon me, sir. Mr. Hopper from Pittsburgh. Mr. Hopper, will you tell the radio listeners, how did you like the trip on this new boat?
Oh, we had a swell time, and I'd like to have a trip all over.
Thank you, Mr. Hopper. Now, let's see. Pardon me, sir. Will you tell our radio listeners how you like the trip on the boat?
Fine.
Fine, he says. Well, I'm going to try and get someone up here who'll spend a little bit more time and tell you something about it. And right now I see one of the executives. Mrs. Whiting, will you say a few words to the radio listeners? How did you like the trip?
I thought it was a wonderful trip. One of the best
trips
I've ever
been
on. No, it was very, very interesting, and everybody was very nice. I enjoyed it tremendously.
Everybody was very nice. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Whiting.
Mrs. Giles Whiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, now coming down the gangplank is Mr. Charles Hand. He's the assistant to the president of the United States line in conjunction with the Panama Pacific. Mr. Hand, how about taking you over here and tell us something about this new liner? It's the largest out here, isn't it?
It's the largest, the fastest, and I think the most luxurious liner ever built. And the largest liner flying the American flag. The purpose of this visit, largely, is to familiarize the West Coast with facilities of American ships, the United States lines. The Washington has come here to call at Los Angeles and also to take a very goodly sized passenger list to the fair at San Francisco.
How many of your passengers would you say are going up to the
about
fair?
650.
Some of them staying on and continuing right on?
Yes, that's true, but they're visiting, of course, for the day and tomorrow at Los Angeles.
Well, that's very interesting. Who do
they're
you see?
Oh,
the Baron de Bobigny and the Baroness. Baron, will you just tell the radio listeners, how did you like the trip?
Oh, I don't know what to talk.
The Baron says he doesn't know what to talk right now. He's got a very beautiful little boy. I'm going to try and get the Baroness on as the Baron is... Baroness, will you tell... No? The Baron just came back and said, you ask Mr. Lee, whoever that might be, and he can tell you. Right now, they're giving Mr. introductions, the Baron. He's leaving, thanking Miss Cornell for a lovely trip.
Here comes Mr. Lee.
Is this Mr. Lee?
No, way up the top.
Way up at the top. What does Mr. Lee do?
He's
in London. He's quite a prominent real estate man in London, I think. I don't know.
Do you think he'll be able to give us some interesting information?
He will.
Swell.
Any idea?
Waiting for him. Great big strapping fella coming down now. Here he is. We're just waiting for him to come up. How do you do, Mr. Lee? Would you say something to the radio listeners and tell us how did you like this trip on this new boat? I should say liner.
I'm Claude Lee of London, England. It has been a very great privilege to travel down from the East Coast to the West on this marvelous ship, Washington. I often come to America, and I can assure my listeners the next time I shall certainly want to travel on a United States line ship.
You really? Are you going up to see the fair? Tell me that.
Oh, yes. One of the reasons I've come here is to see this marvelous fair.
Did you see the New York World's Fair?
Well, it hasn't opened yet.
Well, that's your show. I've been back at the sticks for a long time. Miss Lee, would you say something?
I'm very thrilled to be over here. It's my first visit, and I hope to make many more. So far, it's begun perfectly.
Well, thank you. Here comes Mr. Magnus, and the name is very familiar.
Magnus.
Where from?
Magnus.
Mr. Magnus, will you tell our listeners how you like the trip, what you think of this new boat, liner? I'm calling it a boat, but it's one of the largest liners we've seen out here on the West Coast in many a year.
It's my second experience on the steamship Washington. I've traveled to a great extent on some of the foreign boats. But give me the American Merchant Marine any time. You've seen the service, everything that you would want is exceptionally fine. We've had a most enjoyable trip. I'm happy to come to California, my first trip. Look forward to seeing the various spots of interest.
Thank you very much, Mr. Magnus. And now Mr. Reddy's coming. Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Magnus is former president of the New York Board of Trade. And now here comes Mr. Reddy, the manager of the Waldorf Astoria, one of New York's most exclusive hotels. I'm going to get him over here, and perhaps he'll tell us something. How do you do, Mr. Reddy? Will you come in and tell the radio listeners how you like the trip and this great big line of the Washington?
Well, we had a wonderful trip. The first time that I've traveled on the United States lines, and I want to say that the boat is marvelous. Comfortable, the service is fine, and the food is wonderful. We had a great trip, and I hope to travel on the line many, many times.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Redding. Did you find this in comparison with that grand hotel of yours back in New York?
Well,
up to the minute in every way?
Up the minute in every way. Both of them 100% American.
Thanks very much. Mr. Sherman Falls from Washington, will you say something to the radio listener? Not a chance? Well, I've got a very charming young lady right now, and I believe I was introduced to you on shipboard. Phyllis Wheeler, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And you know what the young lady up there told me? She told me you were the belle of the ball. Is that right? The belle of the ship.
Well, I don't know. I hope so.
This is a very beautiful girl. Tom Sawyer, what happened on the ship's ball? Give us the lowdown on that.
Well, everybody went in a costume, and I went as Tom Sawyer.
Mr. Hare, tell me something while the young lady's here. Mr. Hare is the president of the New York Rotary. Now, while Miss Wheeler is here, was she the belle of the ship?
Yes, I was chief judge of that contest, and she certainly won the prize, hands down.
She really
thank
did.
You very much.
All the young males trying to get an introduction, that sort of thing?
Well, she didn't seem to be bothered. They'd already gotten the introduction.
Can't we get a shipboard romance here? She's beautiful, isn't she?
I was sorry I didn't bring both sons along.
Well, I wish you had.
Well, Miss Wheeler, thanks very much,
thank you.
Loads of luck in California. Mr. Hill, how do you do, sir? Will you tell the audience how you like the trip?
Marvelous. In the company of Mr. Heller.
In the company of Mr. Who's Mr. Heller?
Right here, my friend.
Mr. Heller, how did you like the trip?
I thought it was marvelous.
What do you think of this new big liner on the Panama Pacific lines, the Washington?
As you say here in California, it was stupendous, gorgeous, and tremendous.
Well, thank you very much. And now Miss Cornell has been a grand help for me.
This is Betty Keck going to Honolulu from Pittsburgh.
Miss Keck going to Honolulu from Pittsburgh. Well, I'll come over to you then. If Mohammed won't come to the mountain must come to Mohammed. So tell us what you thought of the trip.
I had a very lovely time.
What do you think of the new line of the Washington?
I'm very, very much pleased that I came on it.
It's very American, I understand.
Yes, it is. It's grand.
Up to the minute in service and everything?
That's right, every way.
How are your fellow passengers?
Grand.
Thank you very much, Miss Keck. Well, now, here's rather a jovial crowd.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller, Well, will you say something to our radio listeners? How did you like the trip?
I just loved it. This is my second trip on the Washington. I just adore it.
You liked it so much the first time that you've decided to take another one.
Another one? Indeed, I have.
How do you find the service and everything?
Splendid.
It's a fine boat, you feel.
It's a splendid boat, lovely people, and I just couldn't think of anything for improvement.
What did you wear to the ship masquerade? What sort of a costume?
I wore a dinner dress.
A dinner dress. you probably got the award in that case for the most unique costume.
Most unique costume. I wore a mask along with it, which helped.
Oh, I wouldn't say that now. Miss Miller is very sweet, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very, very much. And now who are we getting down here? How do you do, Miss Graver? How did you like the trip?
Well, I loved it. I had a perfectly wonderful time, enjoyed every minute of it.
What do you think of the line of the Washington?
I think it's perfectly splendid. We had wonderful service all through, and I had a glorious time.
Well,
everybody was very kind.
Well, I'm awfully glad you enjoyed it. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe Captain Manning is coming down now. Was that Captain Manning that just went by? Miss Cornell is going to find out for me. Well, that wasn't Manning. He should be down. Very, very sure. Here's a jovial elderly gentleman. Oh, yes, ma'am. How did you like the trip?
Oh,
very beautiful,
fine.
Girl.
It was a beautiful trip. Wonderful trip.
Uh-huh. Do you like the line of the Washington? What do you find about this gigantic new liner?
It's a beautiful boat.
A beautiful boat. Well, tell me, any shipboard romance?
No.
Did you know Phyllis Wheeler?
Yeah, very well.
Did you chum around with her on board?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, I don't doubt for a minute, having looked at both young ladies, that there were two bells of the ball.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Major Camel,
will you say a word to our radio listeners? How do you like the line of the Washington and the Panama Pacific line?
We like it very much indeed. We had good service and good weather and a very, very pleasant trip.
Major, anything unusual or outstanding happen on the trip?
Not a thing.
Not a thing, but it ran very smoothly?
Very, very indeed.
Thank you very much, Major. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to stand by for a moment.